So good to see you this morning. It's always wonderful to have the opportunity to stand before you and share a lesson with you. I want to start with a commercial, though, first. VBS is coming up very quickly. We always have a large crowd for VBS, and we need your help. We need you to be here and be a part, to work as guides, help in the kitchen, and those kind of things. Some of you can help with the lessons and crafts, and we enjoy that time together. And is set up by those who run that, and mostly that's Jessica. She kind of oversees those things, and she has a lot of help with that, I know, too. But it is set up specifically so that it's not hard or difficult. And we're not going to throw you in and make you teach five Bible lessons, one right after the other, those kind of things. But we need your help. We want you to volunteer to be a part of that. And the memories of being here with those kids in the evenings, been able to listen to the sing, listen to the energy. Did you hear the little girl who went out a while ago? Did y'all hear that? She said, "I get to go play." She may realize that's time to play this morning in her mind, but it's an opportunity to learn from God's Word. She is back there learning from God's Word and on a level that she can understand. And who can't see that to be fun, right? Thank you. You're the only one. I needed more than that, Ronald. That's the way it should be, right? Okay, there we go. That's better. Father's Day, what an incredible day. Let me say one more thing about VBS, too. Because of laws and things like that this time, we need you to volunteer today to get those forms filled out, because we cannot let you be a part of that, because we have children coming in from the community and things, too, until we have run a background check on you. Okay? It is not going to tell us how many speeding tickets you have, right? It's only going to say, have you had any legal actions taken against you as far as domestic situations and those kind of things. So if you have that in your background, we will find that out. But speeding tickets, those kind of things, we're not going to find that. If you stole a pack of gum when you were a child, we're not going to find that out. We forgive those things, right? We move forward. We grow. We get better. And so keep those things in our mind. Father's Day, right? What an incredible day. I've already been treated like a king today. You know, my wife got up. She had my coffee ready. Asked me what I wanted for breakfast. Gave me a card. And last night asked me what I wanted for lunch, you know. And we went and bought that together. Man, what a great day it's going to be, right? Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Like a friend of mine used to say, as services were out, he would say, "Glory be," or "Glory be," you know. But if you're a father and you're here today, we have something to remind you. The title of the lesson today is Fathers That Light the Way. And we have some gadgets at the back for you. It says, Fathers Who Walk with God Light the Way. And it's a pretty neat little tool. See there? You got a flashlight? It's kind of bright. Brighter than I thought. Sorry about that. Anyway, so it is a stylus on the end. You can use it on your phone, okay? Use it on your phone, and it is actually a pen. It writes pretty well. And so I'm holding on to mine. You can't have it. Don't ask. Okay? Wasn't that generous of me? No, if somebody does not get one, I promise you can have mine. I wouldn't do that to you. Father's Day. I have a couple of things. You know, my father, he used to go to garage sales all the time, and he'd pick up pocket knives. And so in our family, we have about, 40? Does that sound about right? We have about 40 pocket knives between the two boys and I that came from my father. And so it kind of turned us into pocket knife nuts. So in my house, there are probably a lot more pocket knives than there should be in one home. You know, but that's because of my father, his influence. You know, if he found an old timer at a garage sale, he couldn't pass it up. He's going to buy it and bring it home. You know, but our fathers affect us. I noticed here recently, Janine was reading in the book of James, which talks about in chapter 1, the temptation, Satan tempting us. And beside it, she had written, "Satan baits us." Now, her stepfather, who she grew up with, what do you think one of his favorite pastimes was? Fishing, right? So father figures in our lives, whether they're our fathers by blood or adopted like mine or stepfather like my wife's, they have an effect on us, right? Whether it's grandfather or maybe for a single mom, it might be the guy who lives next door. We have an influence on those that we come into contact with. Men do. But we're reached this time. I've got about 3 minutes of this sermon for teenagers here. Okay, you ready? So we've reached this time with, because of the internet, teenagers don't always want to ask the father figures in their lives advice. And I came across this little video that I thought was worth sharing with you this morning. And it's made actually as a Gillette razor commercial, but the message is incredible. Go ahead.
Oh, donc là, être père, c'est un défi.
Alors, se perdre dans la technologie. Nous.
Aujourd'hui, tout se passe sur Internet.
Sur téléphone, communicarse con sus amigos.
You know, they have the world at their fingertips.
Do your kids come to you as much as you went to your dad?
No.
First up, I'm going to have you look up a few things on the internet.
How do I tie a tie?
¿Cómo preguntar a una chica cuando salir?
Hey.
¿Cómo es que serás?
How do I fry an egg?
Bien.
¿Me va a definir?
¿Cuál es tu color favorito?
Now I'm going to have you ask your dad.
¿Qué estás haciendo? ¿Qué es que tú fais?
Le mirarse los ojos.
Faut que tu fasses deux fois le tour. Avec ça, ça sera plus simple.
Salga todo perfecto, ¿no?
Sí.
That's pretty good.
Son mal, ¿no? Voilà, premier rasage.
So, which was better?
The better teacher was my dad.
Et mi papa.
Était plus personnel sur les informations.
Sabe lo que yo no entiendo.
Tus filhos são a coisa mais importante do mundo. E...
Je voudrais remercier mon papa.
Et te amo.
Também te amo.
No matter what you find on the internet, dad is probably better, right? Especially our fathers who are with us this morning. And I started thinking about that. If you're here this morning as a father, we want to let you know how appreciative we are of all that you do. The way that you affect the lives of the young people here, not just your family, but all of our young people that you come into contact with. And VBS is one of those important places where father figures from outside a family can have an effect on a child. And that's really important. I want to share with you just really quickly just a couple of things that I think our fathers here do well, and things to remind us to be focused on, some things that are really important. And one of the things that fathers do, in the video there was a young man, he had looked up how to talk to a girl face to face. You know, I loved it when the dad came in the door, "What are you doing?" His son's reply, "Why?" Why, right? That sounds like something I would say to my father. Why? Right? Why? What do you want to know? You know? And his father's, if you didn't catch the closed caption, his father's instruction was very good. First thing you must do is make eye contact. So if you're dating, boys, my sons, right? Make eye contact with a young lady. So good advice, right? Because he's been there. He knows what that scene is like. At least personal relationship issues don't change even with the internet. How to make a connection one-on-one still is the same. You cannot make a connection on the internet or by text the way that you make eye-to-eye, face-to-face, right? But to share those experiences, not to be afraid to send our children out into the world, because we need to be not of the world, but in the world to save those who are lost. Not be afraid to send them to experiences, places, and things. I guarantee you, when Greg Foster and the crew went to Europe to visit one of our missionaries over there, and we sent Caleb at 18 years old, Janine was not real excited about sending her son to Europe at 18 by himself, right? Well, he wasn't really by himself, but he didn't have either one of us, right? And we assured each other this experience, this time together, would be incredible. And he had Greg and Mark with him, and that made all the difference in the world too. Father figures outside of the home. Father figures that I trust and put faith in. We need to be a people who gives our children life experience. Away from television, away from video games, and away from their cell phones. Give them life experience. 1 John 2:14, I write to you, fathers, because you know who is from the beginning, him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. And here's another experience that we need to not be afraid to give them. Give them experience in the word so that when Satan baits them, comes after them, James chapter 1, that they have the experience to be able to say, I can overcome. And I get a little afraid about that, because sometimes as Christians, we want to shelter our children from everything that we can. It's not exactly what I'm seeing in God's Word. To give them the understanding and shelter them in a way where they don't experience sin, that's correct. But for them to go into the world and be 18, 19, 20 years old and never have seen how bad the world can be is probably a wrong concept. Now, I understand you can argue the other side. But when they leave you, how do they overcome a sinful world that they have never experienced as a Christian? How do they influence someone who's lost if you've never put them in a situation where they can make a build and make a relationship with someone who is lost? To experience the world that we live in a Christian manner, with a father figure or a mother figure even, that can be by our side to give us that strength. And sometimes fathers can allow a situation that others can't. Father figures. You know, I became a youth minister 27 years ago, mainly because one man in my life pulled me to the side and said, Keith, you should consider youth ministry. I think you would do a good job. And here's why. And he laid out some of those reasons. And then he helped me begin to experience what that would be like. We need to teach them to take time to love others, right? One of the shortest verses, right? Shortest verse that we recognize it this way. Jesus wept, John 11:35. Jesus wept. Why? Because Elliot just preached on this, didn't he? He took the time, even knowing that he was fixing to raise Lazarus, he took the time to feel the loss of those who were around him. Teach our children to love people. We need to teach them to serve others. Hebrews 13:16, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Such sacrifices are pleasing to God. And in the words of my wife's grandmother, if you won't share your hot dogs, you won't share your steak. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you won't share what you have in a little, you when you get excess, you're not going to share it either. I let Natalie, and she's not here this morning, they're visiting a father in their life in another community this morning. I let Natalie drive my car the other day, and she has a permit. She's not my daughter. Yeah, that's a big thing, isn't it, Karen? It is. Karen's like, you're crazy. You know? But the reality is, everything I have is not mine. And I'm driving the nicest car I've ever owned. Yeah, sure, it's 7-8 years old with over 100,000 miles on it. But it doesn't matter. It's still the nicest one I've ever owned. But it's not mine. I share what I have because God has blessed me. Right? By the way, teenagers, in the right circumstance, I'll let any of you drive if with a permit or a driver's license, but not always. Teach them to forgive, right? This is a big one. Because we get into situations where even as fathers, sometimes it's hard for us to forgive. And if you have ever looked at your spouse and said, do you remember when? You have just taught your child the wrong lesson. 1 Corinthians 13, love keeps no records of wrongs. Man. Now, this is Father Day sermon, but women, you hear me? Somebody needs to say amen. Amen. Ladies, you hear me? Love keeps no record of wrongs. If you use the statement in an argument, you remember when, you have made a mistake. Teenagers, if you do it with your friends, you're making a mistake. And Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the middle of the act, he was forgiving them. While they were killing him, his mind was on forgiveness for us. And that's the reason why a father of honor, integrity, and pay attention to this last word, a father of strength, can walk into the bedroom of a child and say, your father made a mistake and I need you to forgive him for the way that I've just acted. A father who is weak cannot do that. A father of strength can walk in and say, son, daughter, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. There is only one perfect father and I'm not him. Then you give your child a picture of the one and only perfect Father, the one who loves and forgives and sends our sins as far as the east is from the west. Teach them to celebrate life. Matthew 19:14, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of heaven. Here's an opportunity for Jesus to teach his disciples a lesson. But why? Why then? He could have done it in numerous ways because he took time to celebrate the lives of those who were around him, to enjoy them, to touch them, to be a part of their lives, to laugh. And I think we miss that. There is only one picture that is out there in the world right now that I love that men have depicted of the Savior Jesus Christ. And it's a picture you won't see very often, because it's this Jesus figure, a father, Savior figure, and his head is tilted back and his mouth is wide open in laughter. Brethren, if we don't think our Savior took the time to laugh about life, I don't think we know our Father. You guarantee you spend any amount of time with children, they'll make you laugh, right? Just like this morning. It's time to go play. I heard the laughs through the crowd. Children help us to celebrate life. Tell them that you're proud of them. It is not enough just to love them. You need to tell them you're proud of them. My father was not a man of many words. And every once in a while he would tell me that he loved me, but I remember the first time, and I was in my 20s, that my father walked over to me. And he reached out and he took my arm and he looked at me and said, "Keith, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the man that you've become." It was such a big deal to me. And I loved my father. I love my father. I can't wait to see him again. But I wished he had done that a little bit earlier in life. And randomly, I stop and tell my boys, out of the blue, they don't have to be doing anything. They might even be rummaging through the refrigerator. "Son, I just want you to know I'm proud of you. Because it's given to us as an example." Matthew 3:17, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." If the God of heaven and earth, our Father Creator, took the time to stop and say, "This is my Son and I'm proud of Him," then we as earthly fathers with our shortcomings and our mistakes need to do the same. Stop and say, "Son, daughter, I am proud of who you are." You never know when that moment may change their lives. And remind them of the Heavenly Father. Simple things that we can make a part of our daily lives. Right? As fathers who have been blessed with the lives of those who are younger than ourselves. Because you may not even have children. But if you are a part of this congregation, you are a father figure. And what you do, what you say, and the way you react makes a difference for this family. How incredible it is to be blessed by our Heavenly Father with a family that is filled with father figures. Would you pray with me, please? God and Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the strength that you give to us. And Father, on this day that we have chosen to recognize earthly dads, Father, we pray that you will bless them and guide them. Give them vision and strength in a world that is dark and lonely. Father, help them to look to your word for the way to deal with life's hardships and challenges. That we would come out on the other side as father figures, triumphant to your glory and honor and not to our own. That we would leave our pride behind and humble ourselves before you. And Father, we thank you for knowing and telling us that as we do so, you will lift us up to your praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're here this morning and you need to set your life right, maybe you haven't been the father you need to be, you just need us to pray with you. Let me tell you once again, if you cannot bring yourselves before a family of God to say, "I need help," if you're not making it the way that you ought to be, if you're not setting the example in the life the way that you should, if you can't find the strength to say, I need more than myself, then failure is coming to you. You will continue to fail. Only God and His family can help you find the strength to overcome, to be the conqueror that Paul talked about to the Romans. We can become more than conquerors through the strength that we find in Jesus Christ. Won't you come as we stand and sing?
I heard an old story, how Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. I then obeyed His blessed commands and gained the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing.